So, we welcome you one more time on my behalf, also on the occasion of the concluding session of our Srimad Bhagavat Katha Mahotsav here at Los Angeles temples at the lotus feet of their lordships, Sri Sri Rukmini Dwarkadish, and in presence of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Ki jai. So, so we'll continue from where we had left off yesterday. So gopis did try their best to stop the Lord from going to Mathura. However, Lord had His duty to perform. Vinashaya chaduskritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Now, He had taken care of quite a few of the dustas, asuras, the demoniac personalities. However, the leader of them was still hanging around. He was around there, right there in his capital, and and he was the one who had invited. He had this whole idea of just to cover up, make sound like a festival, big festival in Mathura. Please come, everybody come. We'll have fire sacrifice also and lots of prasad distribution. You bring the milk products. You distribute, you share, lots of fun, big town, please come, see Mathura town. And he had sent chariot for Krishna and Balaram. So, as he had his plan. Man proposes and God. So, God had His plan. And everything was working out as per His plan. So they were seated in chariot, Krishna and Balaram. Nakrur was Rathena Vayuvegena. It says, the Rath, the chariot of this Krishna Balaram was moving speedily. What was the speed? Vayuvegena, like a wind. Very fast. The bullock carts loaded with the milk products, those carts being drawn by the bullocks, and even some products were loaded on the back of elephants. They were kind of left way behind. Are they catching up? The yoking and a journey has started. They started together, but the horses go speedily, right? And The oxen, the bulls, steady but slow but steady. They are going slowly, steadily. Still there. So the chariot, yeah, soon they go by two different paths. Carts of Nanda Maharaja's carts and other carts with some in milk products, cowherd boys also anticipating. Yes, we are going to Mathura. Fun. I remember also me going to big town when I was 13 years old. I was going to visit the closest town, which was 10 kilometers away. I was only able to visit when I was 13 years. And that too, I had to walk there. We walked. So for some Ganesh festival. It was a Ganesh Chaturthi festival. Chariot, but for Ganesh. So we went. So we were very excited to go to the town. So we could imagine these children, Krishna Balaram, their excitement. A little more, much more. They are much more excited. So carts are going the standard by standard path. Rakhru doesn't bring his chariot wherein Krishna and Balaram are seated by the same path. He takes some interior path through the forest because he is worried maybe someone will try to stop. I'm on the mission. I had to bring Krishna and Balaram to Mathura. Maybe these coward men, they will change their mind. Maybe they have found out the evil plan of this Kamsa, and they would not let Krishna and Balaram go. So it's kind of taking, hidingly, he's making his progress. His chariot's progress towards Mathura. So these are the horses are, the bulls are horses. These are bulls. So Rathena Vayu Vegena Kalindim Aghamanashinim. Finally, traveling almost all day long, the chariot arrives on the bank of Kalindi, which is described as Aghanashinim. Destroyer of all the sins. Kalindim Aghanashinim. Kalindya Ritamagatya Snanam Vidhivat Acharat. So Akrur parked the chariot on the roadside. This is at Akrur Ghat now. Okay, this is at Akrur Ghat. And he's entering the waters of Jamuna. And he's taking holy dip in, because he had been traveling, perspiring, hot sun all day. There's Akrur. This 5,000 year old recording, okay? So Vidhivat, following all the process, chanting mantras, he's taking his holy dip. Chanting mantras. Nimijyatasmin salile japan brahma sanatanam is now part of that vidhi vada, part of that process is a Brahmin, he's chanting Gayatri, is like a into the water up to here or up to and he's chanting his Gayatri, murmuring his Gayatri. And while he was doing that, suddenly he was meditating. He saw in the front of him, in the waters of Jamuna, some amazing scene. He saw Krishna transformed into four-handed personality of Godhead, holding all the Padma Shankha Gada Chakra symbols, and Balram transformed into Sahasra Vadan Ananta Shesh, providing a bed for that Vishnu, that Vasudev, to lie upon. Siddha Chanara Gandharvair Surair. So Siddhas, Charanas, Chanaras, Gandharvas, other devatas are there chanting prayers. Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudra Marutas Stunvanti Divyai Stavai. Stunvanti Divyai Stavai. They're glorifying that four-handed personality now, resting on this bed of Ananta Sage. And there's a whole description of that beautiful form of the Lord and his Pitambar and lotus eyes and Charu Karanam and on and on. Well, that was fine to have this darshan like this, but he also was scared. Say, what? Did I all day I was careful not to lose Krishna and Balaram. That's why I took this path, you know, inside path, the forest path. But Krishna has transformed himself into Vishnu and Balram has become Ananta Shesh. Oh, I lost him. I lost them. Did I or didn't? I didn't. So he was wondering, what does this really mean? So he quickly goes to where the chariot was parked, and he was relieved to find, oh, thank God. The guards are sitting. They were there in the chariot. You can see. And Narad Muni is there offering prayer. Shiva, Brahma, everybody is there offering prayers, and that's Akrur. Okay, things are very clear. And the chariot in the back. So he did not know. So he offers prayers, a lot of prayers that Akrur has offered to the Lord. Full chapter. Yani yani harupani kridanartham vivarshihi is also praying to the Lord. Oh, you assume so many forms. Namaste Adhavuta Singhaya Namo Bhrugunan Pataye Drapta Kshatra Vanachide Namaste Raghuvaryaya Ravananta Karayacha Namaste Vasudevaya Namaha Shankarashanayacha Pradumnaya Niruddhaya Satvatam Pataye Namaha. And he goes on and on. Oh, these are the prayers of Akrur offered at the lotus feet of the Lord at Akrur Ghat.